इसको स्पीकर वाले को, स्पीकर वाले को।
Thank you. Hallelujah. First Canto, Chapter 13, Text 45. Chapter name is Dhritarashtra Quits Home.
Tasmat
Jahi
Anga
Vaiklavyam. Tasmat Jahi Anga Vaiklavyam. Give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. You are now thinking of how they, who are helpless poor creatures, will exist without you. You can repeat after me. Therefore, give up your anxiety
due to ignorance of the self.
You are now thinking of how they will exist without you. You are helpless poor creatures. When we think of our kith and kin as being helpless and dependent on us, it is all due to ignorance. Every living creature is allowed all protection by the order of the Supreme Lord in terms of each one's required position in the world. Lord is known as Bhutagrit, one who gives protection to all living beings. One should discharge his duties only, for no one but the Supreme Lord can give protection to anyone else. This is explained more clearly in the following verse. Kala karma gunadhino dehoyam panchabhautika katham manyastu gopaye sarpagrastu thapar. This gross material body made of five elements is already under the control of eternal time, kala, action, karma, the modes of operations of the name. How then can it, being already in the jaws of the serpent death, protect others? The world's movement for freedom through political, economic, social and cultural propaganda can do no benefit to anyone, for they are controlled by superior power. A conditioned living being is under the full control of material nature, represented by eternal time, kala, and activities under the dictation of different modes of nature. There are three material modes of nature, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. Unless one is situated in the mode of goodness, one cannot see things as they are. Passion and ignorance cannot even see things as they are. Therefore, a person who is passionate and ignorant cannot direct his activities on the right path. Only the man in the quality of goodness can help to a certain extent. Most persons are passionate and ignorant, and therefore their plans and projects can hardly do any good to others. Even the modes of nature is eternal time, which is called kala, because it changes the shape of everything in this material world. Even if we are able to do something temporarily beneficial, time will see that good project is frustrated in course of time. The only thing possible to be done is to get rid of Kal, which is compared to Kal Sarpa or the cobra snake, whose bite is always lethal. No one can be saved from the bite of a cobra. The best remedy for getting out of the clutches of the Kal, cobra-like Kal, or its integrity, the mode of nature is Bhakti Yoga, as it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita 14.26. The highest perfectional project of philanthropic activity is to engage everyone in the act of preaching Bhakti Yoga all over the world. You can repeat after me. The highest perfectional project,
the highest perfectional project
of philanthropic activities,
of philanthropic activities
is to engage everyone,
is to engage everyone
in the act of preaching,
in the act of preaching
Bhakti Yoga,
Bhakti Yoga
all over the world.
All over the world.
Because that alone can save,
that alone can save
the people from the control of Maya,
people from the control of
the material nature.
Represented by
Kal, Karma and Guna.
Kal, Karma and Guna.
As described above. Bhagavad Gita confirms this definitely. What is the highest perfectional project of philanthropic activity is to preach. Preaching is the best philanthropic activities project. To preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. So here it says, Prabhupada is mentioning it. This is the chapter where he mentioned that. Narad Muni is speaking to Maharaj Yudhishthir. The situation is that after the war of Mahabharata, Hastinapur is being awarded the wonderful devotee king, Yudhishthira Maharaj, and kingdom is very peacefully going on. Krishna has returned to Dwarka. Bhishmadeva has already departed. And then Vidura, who was on the pilgrimage, he comes back to Hastinapur. That is the situation here. And then when he comes back to the Hastinapur, then what happens that we are going to discuss today. Very interesting and very important lesson for all of us. All can hear attentively. Sri Suta Goswami said, while travelling on a pilgrimage, Vidura received knowledge of the destination of the self from the great sage Maitreya and then returned to Hastinapur. He became as well versed in the subject as he desired. So, Vidura received Srimad Bhagavatam from Maitreya Rishi and then he returned to Hastinapur. He was very much satchar because after hearing Bhagavatam, he is, you know, in a strong mood. If a person reads Bhagavatam, means that he will smash anyone if he comes. After asking various questions and becoming established in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna, Vidur retired from putting questions to Maitreya Muni. When they saw Vidura return to the palace, all the inhabitants, Maharaj Yudhishthir, his younger brothers, Dhritarashtra, Satyaki, Sanjay, Kripachari, Kunti, Gandhari, Draupadi, Subhadra, Putra, Kripi, many other wives of the Kauravas and other ladies with children all hurried to him in great delight. It so appeared that they had regained their consciousness after a long period. With great delight they all approached him as if life had returned to their bodies. They exchanged obeisances and welcomed each other with embraces. Due to anxiety and long separation, they all cried out of affection. King Yudhishthir then arranged to offer seating accommodation and a reception. They cried out of separation, affection. And that is the relationship. That is the depth of sentiments and relationship which was expressed in Vedic culture. So nowadays there is no cry. Even you go for 5 years and after 5 years and 10 years you return home, is there any cry? And you go home after 2 years, and does anybody cry?
No.
No one cries. This is Kali Yuga, progressing very fast. All the finer emotions and sentiments are getting lost by day. The human being is becoming like robots, gradually like animals and then robots, computer. So this was the situation. After Vidura ate sumptuously and took sufficient rest, he was comfortably seated. Then the king began to speak to him, and all who were present there listened. So first when he came to the palace, he was made comfortably seated. He was offered nice food. And then, agriculture says that to wash the feet of the person who comes a guest.
Of course, Vidura is not the guest, but
he is a family member. He comes back home. And first, how to receive a guest in Vedic culture. Even I remember when I was a small child, and I went once in the village of my sisters. My sister was married, and I went there. And immediately they took, there was a plate, big plate, and then they took water, and they were washing my feet, although I was a small child. I was hardly 10, 15 years old. But they were washing the feet. After washing the feet nicely, then they made me sit, and then just like Vidura. And this is the culture we had in our country. But because of the influence of this demoniac Malicha culture, we are losing everything. Such a wonderful culture, reception. And what is there in that? Why there is need to somebody to wash the feet? These are all sentiments and emotions. It deepens the heart to heart relationship. This deepens the selfless service attitude. That's why there is crying. Otherwise you'll never cry. So that is very, very important. You must learn all these things. You have to see, you have to bring back all these cultures. Srila Prabhupada went to one country while traveling on preaching. So he told his disciples that bring some water on a plate. And then as soon as Prabhupada reached there, he said, "You wash my feet. You wash my feet." And then Prabhupada said, "This is Vedic culture. I wanted to teach you all how to receive a guest." So, this Malicha culture is haunting every one of us. That's why we should read these literatures. The one who has never seen this, he will never understand. Washing feet and receiving somebody first. First you give him food. Nice prasad you should eat, correct? And then made him, don't talk to him. First let him take rest. took sufficient rest. Vidura took sufficient because he's coming tired. And then he was comfortably seated. After he got up from the bed, then he was made comfortably seated. And then the king began to speak. King means Yudhishthira Maharaj began to speak to him. And what king is speaking? Yudhishthira Uvacha. Maharaj Yudhishthira said, My uncle, Dhyan se suni, don't talk. Slowly talk, baat karna chahiye class mein, na? My uncle, do you remember how you always protected us? So he's feeling gratitude. This is talking, what the Rishi Maharaj received, what favor he has received from Vidura, is remembering. Do you remember how you always protected us along with our mother from all sorts of calamities? Your partiality, like the wings of a bird, saved us from the progeny and harassment. He is expressing his gratitude. This is the very culture. Expressing gratitude, what we have received from the other person. If a person is not grateful, then he is a great fool. You are not grateful, then you are grateful. You are grateful. So, this culture of expressing our gratitude, this is divine culture. Everything is getting lost, divided. Where is gratitude? Now you can see. While traveling on the surface of the earth, my dear uncle, how did you maintain your livelihood? At which holy places and pilgrimage sites did you render service? My lord, you see, devotees like your good self are very holy places personified, because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart. You turn all places into places of pilgrimage. Such devotee, they turn every place. Wherever they go, that place becomes Tirtha. Very famous sloka this is. Why? Because the devotee carries Krishna in their heart. They are moving dham. Dham is moving in Narda. In America, in the heart of Prabhupada, in the heart of so many wonderful Vaishnavas, they are roaming on the surface of the earth. They are carrying Vrindavan and going to so many places. People can feel Vrindavan by their association. Correct? So this is what he asked me, that you turn all places into places of pilgrimage, my dear uncle. My uncle, you must have visited Dwarka. Aap Dwarka bhi to gaye hi honge. In that holy place are our friends and well-wishers, the descendants of Yadu, who are always wrapped in service of Lord Krishna. So Krishna immediately is asking, you see. Immediately this is what just Krishna has left Hastinapura. Just he has left Hastinapura. And immediately he is asking, how is people in Dwarka? How are the people in Dwarka? How is Lord Krishna? You might have seen them or heard about them. Are they all living happily in their abodes? क्या खुश हैं सब लोग वहाँ पे? सब ठीक है वहाँ पे? द्वारका गए होंगे आप? सब ठीक है वहाँ पे? Thus being questioned by Maharaj Yudhishthir, Mahatma Vidur gradually described everything he had personally experienced. Except one thing. What is that? One thing he did not explain. Although he knew that. The news of the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty. The Yadu dynasty is annihilated. That news he did not tell Maharaj Yudhishthir. Why? क्यों नहीं बताया सत्य? ये सत्य इज बीटर वेरी कड़वा. He didn't want it that Yudhishthira should fall in misery, grief, sadness. Such means you should not be given. Compassionate Mahatma Vidur could not stand to see the Pandavas distressed at any time. Therefore, he did not disclose this unpalatable and unbearable incident, because calamities come of their own accord. Thus, Mahatma Vidur, being treated just like a godly person by his kinsmen, remained there for a certain period just to rectify the mentality of his eldest brother, and in this way bring happiness to all the others. So Mahatma Bidu remained at the home in the palace of Maharaj Yudhishthira. But the purpose was not to live in the palace. Purpose was to deliver Dhritarashtra, his eldest brother. That's why Mahatma Bidu came back to home. And he had this point in mind. As long as Vidura played the part of a Sudra, being cursed by Manduk Muni, Aryamya officiated at the post of Yamraj to punish them, those who committed sinful acts. You know this famous story, how Yamraj, Vidura is the incarnation of Yamraj. Yamraj came as Vidura. And there is a famous story, Manduk Muni, how Yamraj became Vidur. This story must be named, Manduk Muni cursed Yamraj. Once upon a time, some thieves, they had stolen some horse or some property, and they were, and the king's soldiers, while finding out where thieves are, they entered into the Manduk Muni's ashram, and they saw that those thieves are behind Manduk Muni, in the Manduk Muni's ashram. So they arrested all the thieves as well as the Manduk Muni also. They thought that Manduk Muni is the Sardar, So then the rod and punishment was given to Manduk Muni that he will be pierced with arrows, sharp arrows. Then he was about to get pierced. At that time somehow king came to know that he is a sage. So then he begged for forgiveness from the sage. Please forgive me, I did a great plunder. Some other Krishna protected me. But then Manduk Muni was very angry. He went to Yamraj. He asked, how could you give me this much punishment? What sin I had done? So then Yamraj said that in the childhood, when you were 3 or 4 years old or 5 years around, then you were taking the small titli, bolte na titli. Titli ko aap pakad pakad ke. और उसके अंदर आप कांटे डालते थे उसकी पूंछ में. हम लोग भी बचपन में बहुत किए हैं. पूंछ में कांटे डालते थे इसलिए उसका पनिशमेंट किए. मंडूक मुनि बिकेम वेरी एंग्री. कष्ट ही. यू डोंट नो द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रिलीजन ऑफ द यूर यमराज. हाउ कैन यू डू दिस? हाउ ए चाइल्ड्स एक्टिविटीज आर आउट ऑफ इग्नोरेंस. दैट शुड नॉट बी यू नो पनिश्ड. बिफोर 12 इयर्स ऑफ एज ए चाइल्ड शुड नॉट बी पनिश्ड फॉर एनीथिंग इट हैज. As for Vedic, Vedic knowledge, Vedic, Vedic justification, judiciary system. Before 12 years of age, a child is not supposed to be, any activity he does, he is not supposed to be punished for that activity. So, he cursed him that he becomes Sudra. So, then Yamraj came as Vidur. And so who was taking care of the hill during that period? No. During that period, Aryamma. Aryamma. Here is mentioned that as long as Vidura played the part of Yasudra, being cursed by Manduk Muni, Aryamma officiated at the post of Yamraj to punish those who committed sinful acts. For that period, somebody should be there, na? Made charge of it. So Aryamma was the main charge. Everything is so perfect, you see, in Vedic history. It's not that this is made, you know, story, some mythological story. It's an incident took place. Vidura came, so naturally somebody should be, you know, there in charge. So Aryamma is mentioned. Aryamma was the person.
Who was he?
It is explained. We will not talk much about that. Having won his kingdom and observed the birth of one grandson competent to continue the noble tradition of his family, Maharaj Yudhishthira reigned peacefully and enjoyed uncommon opulence in cooperation with his younger brothers, who were all expert administrators to the common people. Insurmountable, eternal time imperceptibly overcomes those who are too much attached to family affairs and are always engrossed in their thought. एवं गृहेषु सक्तानां प्रमत्तानां तदीहया अत्यक्रामदविज्ञातः कालः परमदुस्तरः. This is the translation, that insurmountable eternal time imperceptibly overcomes those who are too much attached to family affairs and are always engrossed in their thought. You see, people in the world, they are always thinking about family affairs, correct? What will happen to my son, my wife, my mother, my father, my son, my daughter? They are always thinking about the family members. They are always engrossed in their thought, purpose. I am now happy. I have everything in order. My bank balance is quite enough. I can now give my children enough estate. I am now successful. The poor beggar sannyasi is dependent on God. But they come to beg from me. Therefore, I am more than the Supreme God. The poor beggar sannyasi is dependent on God. And they say they depend on God, but they come to me for asking food. Correct? So how they are dependent on God? They are dependent on me. Correct? These are some of the thoughts which engross the insanely attached householders, who is blind to the passing of eternal time. So Prabhupada is saying that he is blind to the passing of eternal time. Our duration of life is measured, and no one is able to enhance it even by a second against the scheduled time ordered by the Supreme Being. Such valuable time, especially for the human being, should be cautiously spent, because even 1 second passed away imperceptibly cannot be replaced. Even in exchange for thousands of golden coins amassed by hard labor, every second of human life is meant for making an ultimate solution to the problems of life. That is the repetition of birth and death and revolving in the cycle of 84 lakh different species of life. The material body, which is subject to birth and death, disease and old age, is the cause of all sufferings of the human being. Otherwise, the living being is eternal. He is never born, nor does he ever die. Foolish persons forget this problem. They do not know at all how to solve the problems of life. But becoming lost in temporary family affairs, not knowing that eternal time is passing away imperceptibly, and that their major duration of life is diminishing every second, without any solution to the big problem, the repetition of birth and death, disease and old age, this is called illusion. But such illusion cannot work on one who is awake in the devotional service of the Lord. Yudhishthir Maharaj and his brothers, the Pandavas, were all engaged in the service of the Lord Sri Krishna, and they had very little attraction for the illusory happiness of this material world. Mahakamidur knew all this, and therefore he addressed Dhritarashtra saying, "My dear king, please get out of here immediately. Do not delay. Just see how fear has overtaken him." उधर देखने से कोई फायदा नहीं है, दरवाजे की तरफ मत देखिए, अभी वो तो खुलता जाएगा, बंद होता रहेगा जब तक हम इस संसार में. लिसन टू द वर्ड्स ऑफ भागवतम, दिस इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट फॉर अस. सो व्हाट विद्रा सेड टू धृतराष्ट्र, hear attentively. My dear king,
प्लीज गेट आउट ऑफ हियर इमीडिएटली।
बोला कि तुम यहाँ से तुरंत बाहर निकल जाओ, क्या कर रहे हो यहाँ बैठ के,
ये राजन क्या कर रहे हैं यहाँ
बैठ कर, यहाँ
तो हम सब तो राजन ही हैं। This frightful situation cannot be remedied by any person in this material world. My Lord, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead as eternal time that has approached us all. Whoever is under the influence of Supreme Kal must surrender his most dear life. And what we speak of other things such as wealth, honor, children, land and home. The great Indian scientist, busy in plan-making business, was suddenly called by invincible eternal time, was going to attend a very important meeting of the planning commission, and he had to surrender his life, wife, children, house, land, wealth, etc. Not moving here and there. You know already your mind is sensual. And moreover that you are making it more disturbed. So, says, during the political upsurge in India, its division into Pakistan and Hindustan, so many rich and influential Indians had to surrender their life, property and honor due to the influence of time. And there are hundreds and thousands of examples like that all over the world, all over the universe, which are all the effects of the influence of time. Therefore, the conclusion is that there is no powerful living being within this universe who can overcome the influence of time. Many poets have written verses lamenting the influence of time. Many devastations have taken place over the universes due to the influence of time, and no one could save them by any means. Even in our daily life, so many things come and go in which we have no hand, but have to suffer or tolerate them without immediate means. That is the result of time. Then Mitra said, Vidhastha, your father, brother, well-wishers and sons, all are dead and passed away. You yourself have expended the major portion of your life. Your body is now overtaken by invalidity, and you are living in the home of another. You have been blind from your very birth. Bachpan se hi tum andhe rahe ho. And recently you have become hard of hearing. Ab kaan se sunai bhi nahi de raha aapko. Budhe ho gaye na. Your memory is shortened. Yaad bhi nahi rah raha aapko. And your intelligence is disturbed. Your teeth are loose. Your liver is defective and you are coughing up mucus. The symptoms of old age, which had already developed in Dhritarashtra, were all one after another pointed out to him as warning that death was nearing very quickly. And still he was foolishly carefree about his future. The signs pointed out by Vidura in the body of Dhritarashtra were signs of apaksha or dwindling of the material body before the last stroke of death. The body is born, it develops, stays, creates other bodies, dwindles and then vanishes. But foolish men want to make a permanent settlement of the perishable body and think that their estate, their children, their society and their country, etc. will give them protection. If such foolish ideas, they become overtaken by such temporary gains and forget altogether that they must give up this temporary body and take a new one, again to arrange for another term of society, another term of friendship and love, again to perish ultimately. They forget their permanent identity and become foolishly active for impermanent occupations, forgetting altogether their prime duty. Saints and sages like Vidura approach such foolish men to awaken them to the real situation.
But they take such sadhus and saints as parasites of society. And almost all of them refuse to hear the words of such sadhus and saints, although they welcome so-called sadhus and so-called saints who can satisfy their senses. Vidura was not a sadhu to satisfy the ill-gotten sentiment of Dhritarashtra. He was correctly pointing out the real situation of life and how one can save oneself from such catastrophe. Prabhupada is mentioning here that people, if somebody speaks truth, people don't like to hear. Even our devotees also, many times they don't like to hear the reality. And if we speak polished words, oh, whatever you are doing is nice, no, you are advanced devotee, don't worry. Anyway, you just keep doing whatever you are doing, you know, and you go back to God, don't worry. Krishna is very merciful. And if somebody says, no, you have to sacrifice, you have to dedicate yourself for the higher cause, and you have to dedicate your family, you have to dedicate your possessions, wealth, you have to dedicate your intelligence, you have to dedicate your physical power, you have to dedicate your speech, power of speech, everything, intelligence, in the service of the Lord. You are wasting your, you know, energies, potencies, for the sake of senses. Then people feel, I probably bahut jyada strong ho raha hai class. Most strong class has come. And वो दूसरे वाले प्रभु जी अच्छे हैं. वो प्रभु जी बड़े प्यार से बोलते हैं, आप मुझे ठीक है, जो भी प्रभु जी जो भी कर रहे हैं कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं. फैमिली लाइफ में अटैच है, कोई बात नहीं, अटैच नहीं, कोई दिक्कत नहीं. सब लोग अटैच थे, आप भी अटैच हो सकते हैं. So this Prabhupada is saying here that Vidura was not such a sadhu to satisfy the ill-gotten sentiment of the Dhritarashtra. He was a sadhu who would speak truth. Such sadhus as saints and sages like Vidura approached such foolish men to awaken them to the real situation. They take such sadhus and saints as parasites of society. They think that they are parasites. Parasites, they have anyway, they have nothing to do. So they want us also not to do anything. You see? So such people, they can't understand the time is approaching them. Time is approaching. Every day sun rises and sun sets. One day of your life is finished. And we become one day closer to death. Death is approaching very fast to all of us. But we should see that. And therefore we should understand, we should learn, we should become detached from this material world before death comes. As soon as call will come, immediately you have to leave. Isn't it? And if you don't leave, don't remember Krishna, then we have to come back again. So we should take advantage of such association and we should hear from the such personalities and we should become detached from the material things. Vidura said to his brother Dhritarashtra, alas, how powerful are the hopes of a living being to continue his life. Verily, you are living just like a household dog and are eating remnants of food given by Bhima. Very strong word. Bhima jo tujhe hamesha gali deta rehta hai. Bhima gali deta tha na hamesha Dhritarashtra ko. Baitha hua hai. Hamare against, jab bhi Bhima aata hoga, bolta hai usko, ye dekho. Ye dekho, buddha baitha hua hai. Hamare against plot karta hai. Kiya tha. सबको मार के खुद बैठा हुआ है. अब ये लीजिए, खाइए. तो इसी सच ए स्ट्रॉन्ग वर्ड इज इन दैट यू आर लिविंग जस्ट लाइक ए हाउस होल्ड डॉग. विदुरा इज सेइंग टू विदुरा दैट यू आर लिविंग जस्ट लाइक ए हाउस होल्ड कुत्ते की तरह, पालतू कुत्ते की तरह तुम रह रहे हो। और कौन पाल रहा है? भीमा, जिसको तुम मारने का कई बार प्रयास किए। शर्म नहीं आ रही है तुम्हें? अभी भी शर्म नहीं आ रही तुम्हें? अभी भी आपको शर्म नहीं आ रही है भाई भ्रातृश्री? हैं? तो यू सी वेरी स्ट्रांग वर्ड इज़ वेरी स्ट्रांग वर्ड। व्हाई दिस स्ट्रांग वर्ड आर रिक्वायर्ड? बिकॉज विदाउट प्रोवाइड से साधु लाइक विदुरा इज मेड टू अवेकन सच ब्लाइंड पर्सन्स एंड दस हेल्प देम गो बैक टू गॉड एंड दैट लाइफ इज एटर्नल। इट्स रिक्वायर्ड टू बी स्पोकन स्ट्रांग वर्ड्स एंड नोइंगली इज स्पीकिंग। जान बुझ के स्ट्रांग वर्ड बोल रहे ताकि डिटैच हो जाए, है ना? दैट इज रिक्वायर्ड, अदरवाइज विल नेवर कम आउट। There is no need to live a degraded life, my brother, and subsist on the charity of those whom you try to kill by arson and poisoning. जिसको मारने का तुमने प्रयास किया उसी के दिए हुए भोजन पे जी रहे हो। You also insulted one of their wives and usurped their kingdom and wealth. Despite your unwillingness to die and your desire to live even at the cost of honor and prestige, you see this fellow, Dhritarashtra, he is such a rascal that he made everyone die. See, he made everyone die. His sons died, everyone, and he is living very comfortably in the home. Despite your unwillingness to die and your desire to live even at the cost of honor and prestige, your miserly body will certainly dwindle and deteriorate like an old garment. Just wait 1 minute, I'm coming from toilet.
ये इसका आवाज
गूंज रहा है, इसलिए माइक चेंज कर रहा है।
हरे कृष्ण,
हरे कृष्ण।
So you see here that how, if we are not awakened in this spiritual knowledge, then there is every chance that we will also become like this Dhritarashtra. That's why you must know, and we must learn, get trained from the beginning of our life to become detached from the material attachments. No? That is a very important thing. Family life is entangled. Once we enter into that, we get entangled. Even those who are not yet entangled, they also should listen so that they can avoid to become entangled in family life. Those who are entangled, they also should listen this so that they should not become too much entangled. And how they can remain, detached even though while being in the family life. If they keep on hearing this such narrations, then they will know the reality of life. And then although they are doing so many works in the family and the society, inside their heart they will be knowing that this is all temporary, this will be taken away by time once, someday. So therefore they will do the duties, but then parallelly they will not become attached. So if you know the reality, because Maya is very powerful,
So it keeps us forgetting the reality. We become so much attached to the things that we think that this is reality, although it is eternal, it is illusion. So we should hear such narrations. Here we can see how Vidura is very clearly explaining that we all are under illusion. I should not increase illusion. The best way to reduce our illusion is to hear from such great personalities like Vidura Maharaj, Atma Vidura. Atma Vidura is, and such personalities, they are so great that they are giving us. And just by reading every day Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading every day, by hearing every day lectures, we can remember this fact that we are temporary. And everything belongs to us in this world is temporary. And we are simply supposed to not become attached to anything of this world. And inside the heart, although we are doing so many activities in this world, inside our heart we should always focus on the Lord. So that by the time our life ends, we can go back to Godhead. We should not waste time much. We should do the things of this world only that much which is minimum necessary, so that we can save more and more time, and we can try to practice Krishna consciousness as much as possible, rather than increasing the business, expanding the business in this world. There is no end to the desires. The material desires will keep increasing. If you have one bicycle, you'll think to buy motorbike. If you have a motorbike, you'll think to buy cars. If you have a car, you feel to buy Mercedes. And that way there is no end. There is no end to the desires. It will keep increasing. So therefore, an intelligent devotee, he thinks, at some point of time I should know my limit. Till what time I should do. That's why we have to earn our livelihood, there is no doubt about that, but to only the extent so that I can maintain my body and soul together. Extra necessities of life, artificial necessities, are not very much required. We should minimize our need, bodily needs, and maximize our spiritual needs. That should be our endeavor. But we see, because we are associating with the materialistic people, we always feel that whatever I have is less, I should increase it more, economic development. And we neglect spiritual life. Oh, today let me chant only 8 rounds and then work 1 hour extra so that I can earn extra money, and then I can buy extra things, and then I can be extra happy. And my family also will be extra happy. So, such kind of illusion, chance of becoming illusion is always there with us, because we are associating with the deeply materialistic people. So therefore, we should be careful, because the time is very powerful. Any moment death can come and it will take away everything from us. We should be very, very careful. So that's what we learned here from Dhritarashtra's life. Mahatma Vidur, who is trying to awaken Dhritarashtra in the science of self-realization. You see that by becoming inspired by Dhritarashtra, Mahatma Vidura's words, Dhritarashtra quits home immediately. Same night, Dhritarashtra, with his wife Gandhari, in the dead of the night, he leaves home, goes to the forest, and he doesn't tell anybody. Even Sanjay doesn't know. Even Sanjay, who was his secretary, he would tell everything, but this time he did not tell. Dhritarashtra left home. This is the power of association. This is the power. Just by associating, even so much attached person like Dhritarashtra could become detached even in one day. This is the power of association. And this is the greatest mercy, blessing actually. Greatest blessing of a sadhu is to make you detached. Once upon a time, Srila Prabhupada was going in train. And one businessman is to come to Prabhupada and touch his feet. Swamiji, Swamiji, please give your blessing, Swami. So Prabhupada did not speak anything. After some time again he came, Swamiji, please give your blessing. Prabhupada did not speak again. third time he came, Swamiji, why are you not giving me blessing? Please give me your blessing. Then Prabhupada pointed out towards his sannyasi disciples who were sitting just in front. He said, you want my blessing? Really? If I will give you my blessing, then you will be sitting in this queue with shaved head and saffron cloth. So are you really ready for this? Oh, Swamiji, I will come after some time. Swamiji, I think, I know I have to, I have some urgent work, I have to go. Maybe see you again. So, people, they don't know what is a real blessing. This is foolishness. Real blessing is to make us detached, to minimize our material needs, material desires, and focus on spiritual desires. Srila Sanatana Goswami, he was working with the king. And then he told king that, oh king, I am sick. So I will not be able to work. Give me, you know, some holidays, leave. So he took sick leave for, you know, 1 month. And he didn't go to office. And what he was doing at home? He was reading Bhagavatam. He took sick leave. But we don't take leave. Even 2 or 3 hours we can't extend. We have to go to office, correct? Because we are so much afraid. Kya karega boss? Mere ko bhai naukri se nikal na de. Because we don't have faith on Krishna. So we should read Bhagavatam together like this. Then only we'll become detached. Otherwise we'll become attached. Kisra sansarai chaya bhaji prai ihate mamata kori ithadina jai. Kisra sansarai chaya bhaji prai. This whole world is like a chalchitra movie. Yate mamata kari vritha din jai. Somebody becomes attached in this world, he simply is wasting his life for nothing. Wasting his time for nothing. So therefore, we should... Sanatana Goswami, he left, and then king sent the doctor, you go and see why Sanatana is not coming. And such a nice person, who will handle that administration without him? So then doctor went and to cure Sanatana Goswami, and when he went there, he said that he saw that Sanatana is in the assembly of Brahmanas, he is reading Bhagavatam and is very healthy. So then he came back and reported to king, king, he is deceiving you, he is cheating you, actually he is healthy, he is reading Bhagavatam. Just to read Bhagavatam he is not coming to office. You see? So then king became very angry. He came to the Sanatana Goswami. He said, you are cheating me. You are cheating me. So then Sanatana Goswami said, my dear sir, I am sorry, but what can I do? I can't leave reading Bhagavatam. Please come and join the company. And Sanatana Goswami said, I am sorry. Whatever you want to do, you do, but I can't go back again because I have no much interest, no much now. You know, forced to do any material work. So then he put him into the prison. Sanatana Goswami was put into the prison. And then he gave a bribe to the prison, to the jailer. So you see, he is speaking lie, he is giving bribe, so many things. Just so that he can remember Krishna, he can read Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. This is Srila Sanatana Goswami before he came to Vrindavan. So we also have to understand what message is coming is that we should be ready to do anything and everything for this kind of association, discussions. And Maya will always keep you busy. If you think that one day I will become free from all the responsibilities and then I will sit and read Bhagavatam, that day is not going to come. Never. So what we have to do? Parallelly we have to keep doing. Parallelly. Morning and evening, keep hearing Bhagavatam. And give excuses. When I was in my office, when I was working, like all of you, so I would, whenever there is, you know, some important service or class or any, you know, then I would speak lie to my office. You know, I will call to my boss and say, "Sir, I am very sick today, I have got fever." And I will speak in a little, you know, slow way, sad way, so that it should appear that, yes, I think from his voice also it is clear that he is sick. "Okay, okay, no problem, you take medicine and don't come, okay, today." And then after 2 days I will go to office, and then I will apply some oil on my hair, and I will grow my beard so that I should appear that I was sick last 2 days. I would appear that I was sick, you know. "Sir, I was sick, you know, I am still feeling weak. But somehow I came because, you know, already 2 days I have taken leave." So we should learn to do all these things, tricks. You understand? Or you don't understand? Like, you may be thinking, "Oh, Prabhupada is teaching us to, you know, speak, you know, speak lie, cheat somebody. What kind of devotee he is?" Actually, we are, you know, we are trickers. Prabhupada said, "I tricked all of you." Now, Prabhupada asked one time to one of his disciples, that, "Do you know, a devotee, does a devotee trick somebody? Play tricks? Does a devotee play tricks?" Then that devotee said, "No, Prabhupada, how a devotee can play trick? He is always truthful." So Prabhupada said, "No, a devotee tricks. He plays tricks. Just like I tricked all of you." "I tricked all of you. I used to tell all of you, just eat nice prasadam. And then I tricked all of you and you all are, you know, you have given up everything." So a devotee tricks. But that trick is called transcendental trick for the higher cause. Correct? Prabhupada is saying, you'll see in the coming verse, Prabhupada will say that we also had the opportunity to trick our family members. Prabhupada also tricked his family members. He said, "I tricked my family and I came to Vrindavan." So, that's how, and then I am able to do such a great work because I tricked my family. So for great cows we can do trick, that is called transcendental trick. So that is not wrong. So similarly we can speak lie also. So that I can get time to read Bhagavatam, discuss Bhagavatam, associate with devotees, go to Vrindavan. We should do this. And that is the sign of attachment to Krishna. Correct? If a boy is attached to some girl, then he speaks lie. Tells family members, "I am just going to college." And then he goes to the park with girl. Correct? Tricks or not? Tricks. So similarly, we should learn to trick. "I am going to office." Or I am going to Goa. And then he goes to Govardhan. If you tell in your company that, "Sir, I am going to Govardhan, Vrindavan," then they will tell, "Why are you going to Vrindavan? This is not required. This is useless. God doesn't exist. And you are wasting your time." But if you tell, "Sir, I am going to Goa, you know, Khandala." "Okay, okay, no problem. I also went. It was very nice. No, you must go to this, this place." "Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir. I will go, certainly I will go to that place." You know. So for that, or you tell, "Sir, I have got some..." You tell, "Sir, today I have Rath Yatra, no? I have to go." They'll tell, "Why you are wasting time in such things?" So, but if you tell, sir, you know, "Today I have to go to see a girl, you know. My marriage is going to be fixed." So then he will say, "Okay, okay, it's okay. That's required, that's necessary now." Yeah. So some or other such excuses you give material excuse you give, they will give very nicely, easily holiday. You know? Or you tell, sir, my father is very sick, sir. You know, I have to go. Yes, yes, go, no problem. But agar aap bologe, sir, I am going to Jagannath Puri, you know. What is this, you know? You see, you are not understanding, you are wasting time. That much time you can invest in company, this project will be completed, then you will get so much money. You see? So, these are the things, for them it's useless. So you should not tell these things, you should tell something material reason.
Yes.
You get a point? Like some devotee, if they go to office, they say, you take this, you know, onion garlic sabji. You tell, sir, I am going to ISKCON, there is onion garlic, it is not good. So then you will tell, what is this nonsense, you know? But if you tell, sir, you know, I have some problem, health problem,
allergy.
And doctor says that you should not take this. Okay, no problem. Even they will order for you to not, you know, cook.
Yes,
not cook with onion garlic. It's just a matter of how you trick them. This is all trick. Devotee should be very expert, you know, in tricking others. And then very nicely you can do bhakti. So we should not be, and you can get so much time. Actually people trick, speak lie to get leave from the company. I have seen. For material cause, they speak so many lies. So you should not worry much, you know, for these moral principles and codes. And real morality is to read Bhagavatam. And as a result, the devotees go to Holy Dham, chant Hare Krishna and worship the Lord. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question? This is the shortest possible class I can give. Because you have to go to office.
Some logon ne shortly to apply kari di hoge.
Yeah, you should, you know, spend time together, hearing, reading. This will make us advance in Krishna consciousness. Okay, any question?
Just a small comment, like, yesterday I had the same experience. From many days I've been not getting chance to read something.
So
yesterday I took a leave and Mohi message, I was showing to Prabhuji that my Jijaji has come to Delhi, mujhe milne jana hai. Yesterday the same thing happened. Leave diya jaise taise. Otherwise I would have told him, mujhe reading karna hai ghar pe, chutti de do.
Kabhi nahi deta. Oh, bhi kya reading karna hai? Bhagavatam? ये पागल हो गया, ये इंजीनियर होके भागवतम पढ़ रहा है? अगर आप बोलोगे नहीं मैं थोड़ा इंजीनियरिंग का किताब पढ़ रहा हूँ तो बोलेगा ठीक है चलो चलेगा, लेकिन भागवतम पढ़ेंगे बोल देंगे तो फिर तो इसलिए पूरा सत्य कभी नहीं बोलना. पूरा सत्य से लोग आपको ऑब्स्टेकल्स क्रिएट करेंगे आपके लाइफ, है कि नहीं? तो बढ़िया है कि वो भी खुश हो रहा है, खुश है कि नहीं? कुछ ऐसा बात बोल दीजिए ताकि वो भी खुश हो जाए, उसको भी प्रॉब्लम, उसको भी डिस्टर्बेंस होगा ना. अगर आप बोलोगे भागवतम पढ़ रहा हूँ तो उसको कितना गुस्सा आएगा और आपको भी गुस्सा आएगा. तो थोड़ा सा झूठ बोलने से वो भी खुश, आप भी खुश, कृष्णा भी खुश. तो वो ज़्यादा अच्छा है, दैट इज रियल, है ना? वो झूठ नहीं है, वही सत्य है. लेकिन ये झूठ सबके लिए अच्छा है. उसके लिए भी अच्छा है, आपके लिए भी अच्छा है और कृष्णा के लिए भी अच्छा है. कृष्णा विल ऑल्सो बी हैप्पी. तो ऐसे झूठ बोलने में टेंशन नहीं लेना है, तुरंत बोल दीजिए. ओके, एनी अदर क्वेश्चन कमेंट? उसको जो अंदर है वही बाहर है, गुस्सा आएगा तो बोल देगा. जो भी अंदर, युधिष्ठिर महाराज को भी बोलते थे, युधिष्ठिर महाराज को भी बोलते थे भी, आप के कारण भ्राताश्री, आपके कारण ऐसा हो रहा है. लेकिन ही विल नेवर एक्ट अगेंस्ट जिस्टी. गुस्से में बोल देगा लेकिन एक्ट नहीं करेगा. ही विल कंट्रोल हिमसेल्फ.
या
But if they are not, we should be careful what is their intention. If they are reading Bhagavatam, they are and they are so both together. Just like you are eating. So while eating you get satisfaction also. You have eaten 5%, then 5% satisfaction. So both takes place together, isn't it? With each morsel of food you put, you feel equally satisfaction. It both happens together, eating as well as satisfaction. Similarly, as we become attached to Krishna, that much we become detached to Maya. It's just like that. Attachment to Krishna and his knowledge, knowledge of transcendental knowledge makes us detached from Maya. Pandu left. Pandu also left for one person, but this fellow is eldest brother, but he's not leaving. Is he? There, even Yudhishthira is also thinking to leave. But Dhritarashtra is not leaving. This proves that he is attached. Again. Because he is himself householder, no? Himself attached. He's not attached, but he's playing the role of attached person. So, jiska jo kaam hai wahi karega na.
Although he was chote bhi the, like respecting him.
Even Vidura was also a small younger brother, but because he has left family life na.
Yes.
So he can say. No? Because he is, if a person is above, then he can teach you. He was above me in order. He was in Vanaprastha. Vidura was in Vanaprastha and Grihastha was living in Grihastha. Dhritarashtra was living in Grihastha ashram. Correct? So, in that sense, he is on a higher order of life, so then he can instruct. But Yudhishthira is also Grihastha and Dhritarashtra is also Grihastha. And meanwhile, he is lower in age also. So, both can't happen together. Yes, if he is Grihastha, Both, one is senior grihastha. Senior grihastha can instruct junior grihastha. But junior grihastha can't instruct senior grihastha. If junior grihastha can instruct senior grihastha when he becomes vanaprastha, before senior grihastha, then he can instruct senior grihastha. Yes. If you got that level of realization, and he higher order of life also.
Means to say spiritually advanced persons can,
yeah,
even though age-wise
they are. Yeah. Spiritually advanced and also varnasram system, they are in higher orders of varnasram. Even if less in age, but if they are in higher order, like Vidura went to the vanaprastha life, so therefore he is above grihastha ashram. So he can instruct Vidura, Dhritarashtra, who is in grihastha ashram, although he is elder.
People
from the royal
dynasty, they embraced him. So, quite good. He is an
old age person. Everyone would impress.
Like any culture, smaller in age, they bow down and press the
feet. Yeah, of course, that would have taken place. After going down, you embrace. Like some younger person is there, he touches your feet, then you raise him and then embrace. That culture is there. Yes, Prabhu? He has attachment for mother. Attachment means that it is blind. Love means it is not blind. Love is in knowledge of our relationship with Krishna and mother's also relationship with Krishna. Then you love. That is love. But attachment means blind of the reality that we are servants of Krishna. That is attachment. So if you forget this one focal point, Krishna, then it becomes attachment. But if you take care of your mother thinking that she is a soul, but if you think, oh, she is my mother, she has taken care of me so much, my body, so I also take care of her body. Let us satisfy each other in this real body. So that becomes, that is not love, that is lust. So, love means that she is the soul and she is about to die, maybe, then I should take care of her and so that she can comfortably chant Hare Krishna. She can remember Krishna and she can go back to Godhead and serve Krishna there eternally. You know? If that is your spirit, then that is very nice. You think, oh, she is devotee, she is the soul, and therefore I will inspire her to chant Hare Krishna. Once you start chanting, you serve her. That is Vaishnava Seva, Vaishnava Seva. Because she is now the
Everything has changed. Everything has changed. Means
yes.
The same kid is there, but everything has changed.
Everything has changed. Only because she has become Vaishnava. Vaishnavi. So Vaishnavi, if you serve Bhakat Seva Param Siddhi. But because we are, always we have been seeing her as mother, so it is very difficult to see her as Vaishnava. Very difficult. It's not easy. Sufficiently advanced you have to become. Otherwise you may be serving like mother. I am born from her body, that's why I am serving. This is material concept. Also devotee, servant of Krishna. So that way, mother also should think that he is serving me because I am a devotee. I am not his mother. His mother is Krishna, his father is Krishna. My son's father is Krishna, my son's mother is Krishna. And son also is thinking that, I am not the son of my mother. It's Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhamta. Krishna Sansara Kari Chadiya Nachar. So this concept, if you we have, means that we are spiritual platform. This is love.
Attachment is with respect to love. We are also attached.
We chant Hare Krishna and whatever comes at that time is attachment. Whatever thoughts comes by chanting Hare Krishna is the attachment. Other than Krishna. Thoughts other than Krishna. Wherever your mind goes, very easy to understand.
Some substance means thoughts
are. Yeah, that is also attachment.
Like
yeah.
Service,
yeah. That is also attachment.
So that is good or?
No, that is not good. That is better than material thoughts, but but that is not very high class of chanting. That shows our attachment. We are attached to service, that activity. Some juice we are getting, some rasa.
Oh, yes.
Material rasa we are getting out of that.
Means we are adding that activity to our name and fame.
Yeah,
and
somewhere.
That is right.
Somewhere.
Attention.
We are attached to Krishna then.
For the pleasure of you and God, not for the pleasure of me and
you. Yeah.
That is the
difficulty. Otherwise, we will not get difficulty in coming out of that thought. If you are getting difficulty in coming out of that thought while chanting, means that we are attached. We are getting some material rasa. Puja, pratishtha and love. Thoughts will come, but if you are not attached to that, then it will be very easy. It will help you in chanting. Immediately you can focus on chanting. Again it will not go. No, okay, theek hai, baad mein dekhenge. Immediately it will leave. But if you are again and again doing, means that although at the cost of chanting, a chanting Krishna ko side karti hai, usi karne lage. So means that we are attached. While chanting, nothing should be focused, only chanting.
What is the standard of mindset while chanting?
Standard of mindset is very simple. Standard of mindset is that, O Krishna, O my Lord, I am your servant. Please engage me in your service. Pure loving service. That's all. And please disengage me from service of Maya. So the request, cry, genuine cry of a child. Oh Krishna, my Lord, I am serving Maya, pleasing. And detach me as soon as possible from serving Maya. And engage me in your service. The only prayers of a devotee. There should not be any other prayer. Suppose Krishna comes and you are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna appears. Oh, I am very happy with you. What do you want? So what should you ask? You ask for service, that's all. Krishna, please give me some service in the base. That's all. You should not ask anything. Anything else you ask means you are motivated by some desire. Oh Krishna, please give me some service through Vedanta Chaitanya Prabhu. That anyway I am giving. What you want? Nothing else, that's all. You keep me. Only thing is that in you keep me eternally engaged like this. Don't let me engage in Maya. That's all. Problem is that we are engaged, but we are not always engaged. So we should ask for always engaged. Mam janmani janmanishwari bhavatat bhaktir ahetaki aur apratihata service. You should ask for Krishna. Oh Krishna, immediately, thoda bhi idhar-udhar nahi sochna hai, turat maang lo seva. Seva adhikar diye kara nij dasi. Correct?
Seva adhikar means qualification for the seva or seva itself?
Seva adhikar. Adhikar, we have right to serve Krishna, no?
True identity.
True, that is our true identity. We are asking our birthright. Our birthright to serve Krishna. That is our right. You can claim Krishna. Only thing you can claim to Krishna is service. Krishna, you are supposed to engage me. Why are you not engaging me in your service? You must engage me in your service. That you can claim to Krishna. That is what a devotee can only ask from the Lord. And he should only ask this. Oh Krishna, service. Give me service. This is the only thing which is free of any material desire. Apart from that, even if you ask Krishna, make me your gopa or gopi, that is also motivated. Nothing. Oh Krishna, wherever you feel, put me in your service. That should be only an aspiration of a devotee. And service not directly, wherever you feel. If you feel, I want to become personally servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. I want to be the lowest servant. That kind of desire.
There
is a move. Yeah. Asking for purification is just like this all. So that I can do ahetukiya na pratyata service. If the heart is not purified, then till the time I cannot do ahetukiya na pratyata bhakti. That's why I am asking for purification. Separately purification, so I can become pure and then I can tell others that I am pure and you are not pure.
The motivation matters, motto.
Yeah, correct.
What motto?
Yes.
So
I am asking to Krishna, please purify my heart because this contaminated heart is not always engaged in your service.
Like
we
are saying no.
Yeah.
But sometimes we said yes, Father. Hajra means,
yeah,
so I need people to serve you, to preach you.
Yes.
To yes. spread the name of
yeah.
fame of yes. your Krishna.
Yes. So therefore we have to understand that this we want to get purified, not so that I can become a great sadhu and then I can tell others that, see, I am purified and you are not purified, so therefore you should serve me. Hmm? And I am higher and you are lower. Hmm? So mostly that is the motive. No? If I can become pure,
but this tendency is very, very means deep rooted yeah. in the heart.
Yes. So that's why one devotee was saying that we should not ask for even for purification during chanting. But no, we can ask for purification, because when we have become purified, then we can do more, you know, service to the Lord. The ultimate purpose is to serve the Lord always. So why we want to become purified? So that we can serve Krishna without any deviation. Yes. Till the time our heart is contaminated, there is chance for deviation. So that's why we want our heart to get purified. Otherwise there is no reason. If you get service, then there is no reason. Service is ultimate object. No?
This experience that we had kind of fall down here at Kukui. That's a bula sapna aaya, but when we pray for, while chanting in the morning, Krishna, please help me pray for my
right. Right.
So that is okay?
Yeah, that's okay. There is nothing wrong, because you are afraid, na? That I may go away from base if my desires keep increasing.
Your motive is good.
You don't want to lose association. You don't want to lose Krishna's bhakti. Because if such desires comes, and then we may become maddened with that desire, gradually if it increases, then we may have to serve Maya. Correct? So the fear is there. Why? Because, oh Krishna, if you don't stop this, on my own strength I am not able to do it. I need your help. Otherwise I will be in the service of Maya and I will not be able to serve you, and that is the most dreadful condition in my life if I don't get your service. So that's why very important. That's why pure devotees, they always engage the souls in the service. Even if they are fallen souls, they put them in the service. Chalo, theek hai, fall bhi kar gaya, to phir bhi laga do, chalo, kam se kam. Seva to kar raha hai, Bhagavan ka kuch na kuch. That is the greatness of the great souls. That is the difference between Vaishnava and Mayavadis. Vaishnava devotees, even they fall, they are put into the service of the Lord. Mayavadis, once you fall, means there is no sideline. So that is very important. Service is the privilege of a soul. And we should, because actually Krishna expanded us so that we can serve him. That was the purpose. Why Krishna expanded into many? So that we can serve him. And we can, just like a king, he has got many servants. Why? Somebody can make food for him, somebody can iron cloth for him, somebody can make cloth for him, somebody can wash his shoes, somebody can prepare the bed. You get my point? So he has got so many servants, and Krishna is the supreme king. So he also needs servants, isn't it? So that's why he has expanded into many souls. And these souls are supposed to take care of the various pleasure needs of the Lord. We are actually that. You understand? We are actually that kind of souls, and Krishna is the king. And we are supposed to satisfy him by so many ways.
Here back, I have heard 1.5.2 of the shloka from discussing. Means Naradji was instructing to Vyasdev. So Guruji, usme teen cheeze batayi, discipline. So Guruji, if we are hearing anything, grant these all things. Because whatever you are saying, like we are here, we are hearing you attentively, we have some questions and we are asking. But Prabhu, after that we need to apply them into our life. Therefore we can make advancement and we will go forward towards the right direction.
Correct.
So Prabhuji, this is lacking actually. We are hearing so much, we have so many instructions. The time came when the implementation, we are always.
Yeah, so that is the difference between the sincere devotee and insincere devotee. And a sincere devotee is the one who is sincerely trying to apply the principles. And other insincere means he knows the things, but he doesn't do. That is called whimsicality. He knows what is right, he hurts, and he knows this is what. But he, even after knowing, he does wrong. Even he knows, and he can do also right thing. It's not that it is beyond his capacity. Of course, in some principles, it's beyond our capacity to control. So, and forcibly we do wrong. Not that we don't want. And we try our best to not do wrong, but because we have conditioning, some we may do some wrong. But if I know this is not right, and that's just a simple example. I know that after passing his stool, I should take bath. Okay? And I can take also. But I ignore it. I don't practice this principle. So this is called whimsicality, whimsical behavior. And this is, for this we will be punished. We are insincere, we become insincere. So similarly, the principles which we are hearing, that's why Prabhupada said, even if you read one page of my book and you can implement it, your life will be successful. One page, you don't have to read so many books. Even one page you read, Prabhupada book, and you, if you can practice that one phase, you'll become successful in your life. Prabhupada, even one line if somebody reads of my Bhagavad Gita, his life is successful. So, we here read so much, but how much we are applying, how much we are serious about those principles, that matters a lot. You know? So, serious. How much serious you are in application will take place if you are contemplating very much. That's why contemplation is required. No. So hearing, ek bar mein nahi hoga, again and again you should hear. That's why recorded lectures are there. You should hear. And if you are very serious, just by hearing you can become very much perfect. Hearing is a very, very powerful tool. Very powerful tool. You can't imagine how powerful it is. Hearing, through hearing, you can become anything. This is such a powerful tool. That's why we should inspire everyone to hear more and more. Like I had given all of you so many lectures earlier, isn't it? Just hear that again and again and again and again. And you'll see that you become mature in many things. Just by hearing you become mature. Maturity comes. So even if you don't apply immediately, at least you are hearing, then you'll understand, oh, this I am not applying what I am supposed to apply. So note down, make notes, then think. Think over it. You know? And if you are not applying, means what? Means that we don't have strong faith. We are not convinced that if I break this principle, I will be punished heavily. We think that this is not that much important. ठीक है, ये जरूरी है, पर उतना जरूरी नहीं है. अगर हमें ये लगता है कि ये बहुत जरूरी है, इसके बिना जी नहीं सकते, तो हम इसको बिना अप्लाई किए नहीं रहेंगे. जैसे आपको ऑफिस जाना है, अगर आपको पता अगर आपको देखिए ऑफिस आते ही हमारा दिमाग कितना ही हो गया, हाँ ऑफिस जाना, टाइम हो गया, 8 बजे कब क्लास खत्म होगा, कब क्लास खत्म होगा, 8 बजे गया कब क्लास. माइंड बार बार बोलता है क्यों, अप्लाई करना चाहता है प्रिंसिपल कि ऑफिस जाना बहुत, क्यों, क्योंकि अगर नहीं जाऊँगा तो बहुत बड़ा लॉस हो सकता है. यू अंडरस्टैंड, इफ यू नो द डेंजर्स इन वर्ल्ड एंड यू मेडिटेट एंड यू हैव फेथ ऑन द डेंजर्स. Then, but problem in spiritual life is that we don't have faith that Yamraj is there. सुनते हैं, हाँ यमराज भी है, हाँ हाँ यमराज है, नरक भी तो है, हाँ बहुत भयानक नरक है, बहुत भयानक, लेकिन faith नहीं है कि नरक है. इसलिए हम गलती करते हैं, क्योंकि हमारी आंखों के सामने है नहीं, हमने फोटो नहीं देखा, वहाँ जाकर कोई फोटो लेके नहीं आया दिखाया देखो ये नारंगी, फोटो ला के दे देगा फिर आप करेंगे, वीडियो देख लेंगे फिर करेंगे। तो प्रॉब्लम यह है कि हम लोग ना फेथ नहीं है, दूसरा के वी फॉरगेट, इवन इफ यू हैव फेथ यू फॉरगेट, तो इसलिए हम उसको अप्लाई नहीं कर पाते, डरते नहीं। इसलिए डर होना चाहिए, फियर होना चाहिए, बेस में आपको फियर होना चाहिए। शुरू में आपको नेचुरल इंक्लाइनेशन नहीं है तो आपको फियर होना चाहिए, अगर मैं नहीं उठूंगा सुबह मंगल आरती में नहीं आऊँगा तो 54 बार लिखना पड़ेगा हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र। इसलिए बढ़िया है फियर, या कुछ पनिशमेंट होना चाहिए हमारे लिए। पनिशमेंट विदाउट पनिशमेंट विदाउट डिसिप्लिन यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू अप्लाई एनीथिंग, बिकॉज वी आवर माइंड इज टू यू नो डेंजरस ट्रिकी, दैट्स वाई पनिशमेंट इज रिक्वायर्ड, यू अंडरस्टैंड, दैट्स वाई देयर इज सुपरविजन मॉनिटरिंग, एवरी वन शुड बी मॉनिटर्ड, अदरवाइज माइंड विल ट्रिक। आई हैव सीन वेरी वेरी सिंसियर डिवोटी, वेरी सिंसियर डिवोटीज, इफ आई डोंट टॉक टू देम फॉर 5 months, 6 months because I am busy, then I called 2 days back, how are you? Prabhuji, I am just chanting, you know, sometimes I am not able to chant, I am not chanting. Why? He has time, he has everything, but he is not doing. Why? Because simply I did not talk to him since last 6 months. Nobody talked. And then I said, you have to start chanting 16 rounds, reading, hearing everything. Yes, Prabhuji, from tomorrow I will do. And you have to send sadhana. Yes, Prabhuji, I will send sadhana cards, everything. Everything is immediately he is ready to do, simply because he has got some monitoring, you see. Simply, I didn't do anything, just I called him, that's all. So mind is very tricky, it can trick us. That's why devotees are very important in our life. Just if they just call you, kya chal raha hai? Turat mind line pe aa jayega. Are, nahi, Prabhuji aa gaya. So that's all important, very important. So you need monitoring, everyone. That's why that base mein I had given you this monitoring. You don't do anything. Just every day sit. And every week sit, make everyone sit. Prabhuji, PowerPoint laga dijiye samne, projector. Us pe dikhaiye sabko. Prabhuji ka marks itna aaya hai. 30% mangal aarti. Is Prabhuji ka 70%. Just show, don't tell anybody you are wrong, you are right. Don't tell, just show them. In front of everyone. That's all. Don't tell, oh, why you did like this? Why 30%? I will kick you out of this. No, don't. There is no need to tell this. Just show everyone. Prabhuji ka 30% hai. Thoda taali bajaiye ke liye sab log. Like that. Then he will understand. Okay. I should improve. Just by making them feel that they are wrong, and just by showing that somebody is monitoring, mind becomes very alert. Oh, somebody is watching me. You know, it's a very, very important, powerful tool. And if you do regularly, you'll see, within 6 months, everyone will become active. So, हम क्या करते हैं? 6 महीने तक कुछ भी नहीं करते हैं और एक दिन गुस्से में डांट देते हैं. 6 months, we are not doing anything. वो कुछ जो मन में कर रहा है. जब गुस्सा आ गया, मेरी बात नहीं माना तो उसने उसको पूरा खिंचाई कर दिया, इतना डांट दिया कि मतलब वो बेचारा अचानक इतना ज्यादा दे दिया. So that's why problem is there. So let devotees every day feel what are their mistakes, you know, and then politely you have to just inform, that's all. And everyone is intelligent, isn't it? Everyone has come here to improve only, isn't it? Nobody has come here to degrade. So, but only we are supposed to do is to let them know that where they are wrong. Just tell them. Don't chastise, don't do anything. Just tell, Prabhu, you know, this is what we are supposed to do. You are a grown-up. You're not a small child. We are supposed to do like this, this. Not only this. Every meeting you do, facilitate group meeting. Every meeting, just read rules and regulations. कुछ नहीं. सबको देख पकड़ा दीजिए. हाँ पहला रूल. हम लोग को 9:30 बजे तक सो जाते थे. जो जो कर रहे हैं उसको ठीक कीजिए. Yes. जो जो नहीं कर रहे हैं उसको cross कीजिए. Let them cross. I did not follow this. Every week, if they do, then they will learn, oh, I did not this, that. So many things I am not doing. Oh, this is not good. I came here to do this. Then automatically he will start doing, just by, you know, going through the laws. Very easy to do. Very easy. Because the devotees are very, very nice people. Just we have to, you know, help them little bit to come up. Okay. Okay? Hare Krishna.